Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visade and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Now, this is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I've had a number of my listeners tell me they like my comments because I touch on different things in any given comment. To be realistic, I'm sure there are just as many who don't like that approach. Well, anyway, this is going to be one of those. First, I'll have to comment on the flap and the letters to the editor in the Times Standard section regarding Cecilia Reeves, KIMTV's meteorologist. Some say she is not understandable, that she mumbles and is generally wasting the listener's time. I'm sorry. I have to disagree. I'm 76 years old with pretty good hearing, thankfully, and I hear and understand her just fine. Whatever the problem these dissenters have, whether it be emotional, physical, or whatever, Cecilia, you're doing a nice job, and you have big shoes to fill with Jim Bernard doing the job for such a long time. Next, having been in business for myself, I'm afraid I have to disagree with this minimum wage proposal that is hitting us in a future election. I do agree that surviving on minimum wage of $8 to $9 an hour is very difficult. If you're a young person just starting out, it's not so bad. But if you're trying to raise a family or even surviving, it's, as I said, very difficult. Now, looking at it from the employer's standpoint, it is very unfair to them, even though there are limits such as the number of employees you have, to come in and say you have to give every employee a raise of anywhere between, say, $2 to $5 per hour would break most businesses. You say, well, it affects everyone, so it's going to come out the same. Not true. Say you sell quick meals such as hamburgers, hot dogs, and such. If you have a given number of employees and have to raise prices to pay the thousands of dollars it will cost you, the shop down the street has under the limit of employees and is not affected, so he has an advantage. Not fair, I'm afraid. The budget problem involving the airport and the affected employees who face loss of their jobs has an easy solution. Get rid of the boss, not the manager who resigned, but the head boss, and keep the ones who do the work. Yeah, I know, it doesn't work that way. But at least put him to work doing the jobs of those who were let go. I feel the same way about university and college upper management. Just what do they do, actually do, for all that dough they pull down? My grandson Brendan is graduating this weekend from HSU. I met him over there last week to check out how to get to the stadium. As it was in the 50s when I went to HSC, as it was called, it's steep, narrow, and not user-friendly. Brendan showed me where to park and get a shuttle. If you enjoy the fireworks on the 4th of July, send your donations to the Fireworks Fund, 531 K Street, Eureka, 9501, attention Suzanne. The blood bank needs your donations of blood, too. I've donated over 100 pints, and my wife just got her first gallon license plate holder. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.